Mary Reads Scripture is a production of the Ephesus School Network. If Scripture has taught you something on this podcast, please share so that it might teach others as well. Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Hear the words of the Apostle. Today's reading is from Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. What then shall we say, that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. What then shall we say, that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? In the Greek text we hear, Ti un eromen hevrikene Avraam. What then shall we say discovered Abraham? The Greek word translated as found or discovered is hevrikene, and is a form of the verb hevrisko, which is defined as to find, learn, or discover, particularly after searching. The placement of the words might sound odd to our ears, but the Greek is emphasizing that Abraham was found not according to the flesh. Kata sarka. Kata is defined as down, against, or according to, in the sense of going from higher to lower, emphasizing the end point. Sarka, which is the form of the noun sarx, is defined as flesh. It can also communicate the sense that something is merely of human origin or related to human empowerment. We could say, then, that the question being asked is, can we say that Abraham was found to be nothing more than the lowest thing, a man of flesh? There is something of greater importance for our ears here. For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For the sake of argument, our text continues, even if Abraham was declared righteous out of works, ex ergon edikiothi, he could boast, but not in the direction of God, pros theon. Pros is defined properly as motion towards a goal or destination. In this case, that destination is God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Believed then Abraham, is what the Greek text says. Epistevsen the Avraham. Here the Greek text is emphasizing belief, or rather trust, by placing it at the beginning of the sentence. It is this trust that is accounted, elogizome, to Abraham as righteousness. Elogizome is a form of the word logizome, which is defined as to reckon, charge, or reason. It is where we get the word logic or logical. Abraham was, therefore, reasoned to be righteous because he trusted God. In Scripture, what is logical to the scriptural God is often the opposite of what is logical to our human ears, but we are asked to submit anyway. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. In the Greek text, the word translated as works is ergazomeno, and is used to mean to work, trade, or perform. Here it is in both the middle and passive voice. This means that the one who is working is both performing the action of working and receiving the action of working, in this case in the form of debt. Ophilema. Grace, or charis, is a gift, and a gift can never be earned. Ophilema is only used twice in the New Testament, here in Romans and once in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. In the Lord's Prayer, where we are to pray, forgive us our debts, aphes himin ta ophilemata himon, which actually reads in the Greek text, and forgive, aphes, us the debts of us. Aphes is a form of the word aphimi, which is defined as to send away, release, or discharge. We could say then that the one who is working receives this work back in the form of debt. It will then become a necessary business that he pray to have this debt discharged. This is evident in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 through 9, just before the Lord's Prayer, where we hear, "Therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of, kreon, before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray, prosevkethe." The Greek word translated as need is kreon, and is a form of the noun kria, which is defined as need, necessity, or business. God therefore knows your business before you ask him. When you pray, you are exchanging your wishes for his wishes, which is how the Greek word prosevkeome is defined. Pros is defined as towards or exchange, and evkeome as to wish or pray, properly to exchange wishes. So my friends, be cautious when you pray, because God is not about the business of granting you your wishes, but his. But to him who does not work but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, asevi, his faith is accounted for righteousness. For one who does not work, ergazomeno, but trusts the justifier of the ungodly, his trust is reason to be righteous. Asevis is the Greek word translated as ungodly, and is an adjective that is defined properly as lacking reverence or failing to honor what is sacred. God is the justifier of him as he sees fit. Just as David also describes the blessedness, makarismon, of the man to whom God imputes, logizete, righteousness apart from works. The Greek word translated as blessedness, makarismon, is a form of the noun makroismos, which is defined as a declaration of blessedness and is an extension from God. This means that blessedness is not a character trait, but is extended to those God reasons, logizate, to be righteous apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. So go and search Abraham, my friends, and reacquaint yourself with the blessing. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. That's all for today.